Driving that hot rod Lincoln.
It's a WSB traffic special. Doug Turnbull, Alex Williams here, and we're going to tell you how the coronavirus has both helped and could possibly hurt Atlanta traffic. So listen up here over this next hour.
They arrested me and they put me in jail and they called my pappy to throw my bail. And he said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that
hot rod Lincoln.
There you go.
So the reason I play this song is because when this song used to play on race weekends, in fact, every weekend during the NASCAR season, it was the intro, not that part, to Captain Herb's racing show. All right. And for many years it was. And normally if you would hear it on a March or October weekend through the 90s and the 2000s, you'd expect to hear the Allen Vigil 120 or the Speed Shop. But no, that show is no more, and there is no race weekend. In fact, there is no live sports really anywhere that fans can attend around this country because of the COVID-19 outbreak. And we, the WSB traffic team, want to take our angle on this as you're hearing all sorts of special live programming all through the weekend here on 95.5 WSB. Again, I'm Doug Turnbull for Triple Team Traffic. I get to fly in the helicopter and PM drive and help lead this team. And I'm joined by two of our other experts on this team. We've got a lot of people we could choose from to bring in, but I wanted to bring people that had domain over different parts of the day, all right? How traffic is moving in the morning, in the midday, and PM drive, and even on the weekends. We've seen a change in traffic patterns here, and I want to get not just my analysis here, because you're hearing from me, but also from Alex Williams, who's...
Yes, sir.
What time of day do you work, Alex? Tell him.
I got the banker hours. I'm working 11 a.m. to 7 p.m.
That's good. And then Veronica Harrell, who's just come from a charity event, is that right?
Yes. A charity event for my organization, BetterDayGivings.org. And we support breast cancer survivors, people suffering with cancer. And so I had that event. That was wonderful. Not a huge turnout, but enough to raise money. It's a nonprofit organization. And traffic out there right now, a lot of people, I feel like they have cabin fever. So they're out and about.
Especially if you're like hanging out at Costco, right? Oh, my
right.
God.
Hey,
so,
yes.
But I saw you kind of chuckle when Alex said he had banker hours. So you do traffic on KISS 104.1
yes. And
Morning Drive. And you have one of the more unique shifts on the team. Tell us when you work, and then there's the 5 days and then the 1 day, right?
Yes. Well, I work 5 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. every day. And then I work on Sunday morning from 6 a.m. to 11 a.m. So I work 6 days a week. And my hours are definitely not banking hours. But I did used to work the banking hours with Alex Works, and switching over to the morning. It was a little bit challenging having to wake up early, but not having to deal with the traffic in the morning. So that's
we're grateful for you. And of course, Alex, you too. You're not just on WSB, but you're also on B98.5 at different times, 97.1 The River, PM mm-hmm. Drive. We are in charge of doing the traffic for Channel 2 Action News. You have that on the weekends,
yes,
Veronica, on Sunday mornings.
Yes.
6 to 11?
6 a.m. to 11 a.m. with Sophia Choi and Ebony and Lauren and producer lady, Kimberly Page.
That's right, yeah.
And who puts it all together?
Kimberly Page? Why is she special to
us?
She
is very, very special because that is Alex's fiance, very, very soon to be wife.
That's right.
She's family.
Looking Synergy. Forward to August. But we just wanted to introduce ourselves. We don't have a lot of time usually on WSB's main airwaves to do that. We do have a WSB traffic podcast y'all can find on demand section of WSBradio.com. If you want to hear this show later on, you can find this hour there. We're only on until 2 p.m. And so what we want to discuss today, not just amongst ourselves, but with you, the listener, also. You can leave us something on the WSB Radio open mic app, open mic feature, or call us at 404-872-0750, is very simply how the COVID-19 outbreak is impacting the ride, the good and the bad. And so before we get into some maybe analysis of the future and some reasons that she put on the hand sanitizer as soon as I said COVID-19. before we get to how this could impact the future commute as we look at these weeks coming up where a lot of schools are out, at least for the next couple of weeks,
right,
and then a lot of businesses and live sporting events, we had the trickle-down effect as the first wave of closures starting with Fulton County schools this week, and then mm-hmm. it was businesses and sports and boom. So, Veronica, I want your perspective on what this has done to morning drive, good or bad?
Well, the good thing is there's really not a morning drive between the hours that there usually are between 4 a.m. and the 8 a.m. hours. It seems like, honestly, after 8 a.m., a lot of more people are getting out on the roadways. Maybe they're feeling like, well, I can go into work. I can go into work a little bit later. So it gets a little bit more hectic out there. But we definitely have noticed the change, that maybe we may have one or two stragglers out there early in the morning, like 4:30, 5 o'clock.
Early morning people are stragglers?
No, well, you know what I mean. Hey.
Yeah, I'm throwing it.
Yeah, you know what I mean. But other than that, no, it's definitely has changed.
It certainly has changed. And then we switched to the midday hour. So you're in 5 to 1:30, essentially, or 1:35. Then Alex is in 11 to 7. In the middays, I've gotten the sense this hasn't impacted the amount of construction. And then maybe with less people, it's kind of the faster they go.
Oh, yeah.
The louder boom they go, huh?
Oh, yeah. Well, it seems like, as a matter of fact, yesterday, it really didn't start to pick up. During morning drive, it was pretty quiet. But then after around 9 a.m., it picked up with the construction. I guess the Department of Transportation felt like, well, this is a good time. Not a lot of people out on the roadway. So, hey, let's get out here and finally, you know, do some unfinished business. And then more people said, hey, well, I need to get out to Costco and Kroger and pick up some supplies. So let me get out on the roadways. And so it became a very hectic midday for Alex and I. We stayed busy in the traffic center yesterday, as opposed to morning drive.
Not to mention the construction, Veronica, but Alex also has some big wrecks. And I've always had this thing. So we're letting our guard down now a little bit. Mm-hmm. Traffic's a little lighter. We don't have a lot of people teleworking, a lot of people having to stay home with their kids. And whether it's morning, afternoon, night, midday, weekend, the faster they go, the harder they wreck. And we saw, what was it, 20 West at Lowry yesterday? There have been several really bad ones, Alex.
You know, Atlanta traffic is always unpredictable. You can always have bad crashes or some fender benders, but definitely yesterday, Veronica and I noticed we don't always have tons of them in the midday. You know, just depends on the day, but some more high impact crashes. Definitely 175 South heading into Brookwood, the Brookwood interchange heading into downtown, a bad one out on I-20. So, you know, it wasn't a million incidents. It was just several high impact ones that lasted for a while.
Right.
For sure. And that's what we've been noticing, even the afternoons too, is once you... It doesn't take that much to put stuff into slow motion. So I get the sense, as I talk to people or as you guys and even myself hear from traffic troopers, who any of you all could be traffic troopers, use the WSB radio app or the Triple T Traffic Alerts app. You can call in the traffic center and give us your commute conditions for free. People sort of have this sense of relief, but you can't let your guard down. You can't turn. Exactly. You don't need to turn your radios off and turn our app off or anything like that, because at any moment, something could go wrong, and we're going to be the first ones to tell you about that.
And I think that's the sense. I think a lot of people feel like, well, it's almost, I think a lot of people feel like it's a holiday, and a lot of people are out of state, and no one is out on the road, so it's okay for me to get out there and, you know, maybe switch the dial around and not pay attention to what's going on the roads and not listen to WSB, and then an accident can happen, because the crashes that we saw, Alex, they were multi-vehicle crashes. I mean, they were pretty serious, overturned vehicles.
We had one on I-20, and we thought it was just a couple of cars, then DOT starts moving the camera and ended up being 6 or 7 cars.
Right, yeah.
Right, and once you let that guard down, I'm telling you, especially in Atlanta, with so many people stirred into the same pot, you just can't, I mean, I'm just going to say the cliche again, you just can't let that guard down. You have to be vigilant about your ride at any time. There is no excuse being late just because you expected it to be light. You have to plan, and we give you plenty of forewarning, and that's why it's important if you're stuck at home. And we've been trying to tell people, especially through this week, hey, you can still listen to 95.5 WSB on your Alexa, your Google Home device, your Apple device, your Apple smart speaker, if you will. You still have our alerts on the Triple T Traffic Alerts app. Then you get in the car, 95.5 WSB. There is no excuse to not hear about this stuff. And construction is still happening. The other thing on the roads is unpredictable weather that we've seen since far before we knew what a COVID-19 corona deal was. Right. Last time we thought, we used to smile about coronas in the traffic center, okay? But before that, it was just this unpredictable weather. And not only does the rain act like liquid banana peels for everybody, but it also has caused a lot of damage on the roads. With these swings in temperature, all this pressure from water underground, all this erosion, it's eroded away the sides of the roads, and so DOT is constantly having to block right lanes on interstates in the middle of the day to rebuild the slopes, and then they're having to fill tons of potholes, not to mention the potholes caused by the lane shifts in the different construction zones. And I know you two all see that every midday.
And that's exactly what we dealt with yesterday, what they call the Department of Transportation.
That is what they call it.
What they call it, a rolling roadblock is what they call it, a slow-moving Department of Transportation vehicle where they're filling in potholes. And that's exactly what was happening yesterday over on 285 on the southwest perimeter. And we've gotten so many calls. We got so many calls from people like, well, what's going on? And it wasn't until we actually looked on the cameras and then we saw the backups and we saw what they were doing. But we do understand. But again, I think that they feel like, well, there's not a lot of people out on the roadways. This is a perfect time to do it.
Well, yeah, they have to do it anyway. Even before we knew COVID-19, they were repairing the road. Midday traffic, 9 to 3 or 9 to 4 is usually their window that they do a lot of this stuff.
And maybe it's just a fluke, but I noticed yesterday, even with that construction and with the crashes we had, maybe this is the less people on the roadways, is once they finally got it cleared, generally, you know, we see the delays last for, it takes a while for them to shake out. And, you know, all of a sudden you look at the sensors on Google Maps and it's green again.
Right. It's it really unpredictable. And so for us, we're used to rhythm. We're used to the interstate slowing in the normal spots, even if it's really bad. There's something to be said for rhythm, everyday life, routine. And whether it's traffic, or whether it's our entertainment world, whether it's news that's just hitting us like 10-foot wave after 10-foot wave, our routine has been interrupted. And instead of letting your guard down, you really need to be up on the wheel, both metaphysically or metaphorically, and very literally as well. Now, Alex, you brought up a good point to me right before the show started. And that's something that we could expect on the roads that causes major interruption because Atlanta is the center of it.
Yeah, I think what we were talking about was, I was thinking about this the other day and you know, I didn't really give it much thought at first. And then I was like, wow, this could really be a thing with the Center for Disease Control being here in Atlanta and this being such a big deal. Are we going to be seeing more presidential, vice presidential visits to Atlanta? And we know what that does to Atlanta traffic.
That's a good point. That's a great point.
And we saw what it did just this the Friday, well, about 7-8 days ago now, was where it was very unpredictable. And again, we have a normal Friday, and then suddenly it goes to you know what, because we don't know when the roads are going to open because we were off script at that point. In fact, that might be what Gridlock Guy is about this week. And I may be ready for some hate mail, too, but we'll see. Okay, so, hey, we want to hear how it's impacted your ride and the steps you're taking. A lot of you are not able to telework, okay? You've got to be out at your businesses. We want you to telework if you can. We're even taking steps at the traffic team if it gets any worse to have to have more of us work remotely than already do. So tell us what you're experiencing as it pertains to traffic, not the line at Costco, but at yourself.
Hey, that might be where the most traffic is right now in those parking lots.
And, Channel 2 Action News producer Ashley Hormrick, tweet. I don't even know how far the picture,
the line was. Crazy.
But my poor fiance Momo was out at Publix in Brookhaven this afternoon, right next to where that Costco is. And she called me stressed out, asking me if I would be home to help her take the groceries upstairs. It was 10 after 12. I said, honey, I got to go do a show, okay? I'm sorry. I was inside hanging up NASCAR stuff in my Captain Her ballroom at home, okay? And then had to run to the show, and she was out shopping. So that just shows where things are. And by the way, before we go to traffic here, you normally hear Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living from 1 to 3 here on 95.5 WSB. Belinda has bronchitis. Not COVID-19, coronavirus.
No.
Okay.
Self-quarantine.
This is allergy season. Not everybody with a cough is, you know, going their deathbed. Okay. So, so Belinda, she'll be back as soon as she's better. Coming up after the show, Monica Matthews, 2 to 4, and then a special uplifting episode of the Power Pod, 4 to 6. So we've got extended live local programming here on 95.5 WSB as we deal with the COVID-19 outbreak. And it's not all terror, right? There's great information and there's stuff to make you laugh and smile too. So tell us about your ride again. 404-872-0750. How your ride's going to be next week, in fact, and how the COVID-19 outbreak affects that.
If you're forced to work from home because of the coronavirus, listen to Atlanta's news and talk anytime on any smart speaker. Tell your Amazon Echo, Google Home, or HomePod, play 95.5 WSB and depend on it.
May need that phone if you're teleworking, folks. Welcome back. Doug Fireball Turnbull with Veronica Harrell, Alex Williams. Welcome to a special WSB traffic show talking about how the coronavirus is going to impact your commute and not just giving you a sigh of relief, but also things to watch out for. Before we talk to Judy, who's been on hold with us, and you can call us, give us your thoughts to 404-872-0750. I was thinking about it. When we had the scare of a threat of ice or snow, or they close everything down for a hurricane, tropical storm, the road's empty, there's no commute, we have closures that may be storm-related, but then what happens is people get stir-crazy, especially when you have a whole week. I remember during, say, Snowmageddon 2014, it gets to be about Wednesday or Thursday, the roads just start thawing out, but it's like still kind of dangerous, and people head out. Now, I'm not going to comment on how dangerous or not it is to go out. I think you get the idea. You're supposed to stay in until we feel like this thing is over with, unless you have to be here. And we had to be here for a traffic show today. But,
of course.
But guys, you think that's a good analogy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Definitely. Definitely.
And we'll see more of it next week when all these schools and districts start being out. Parents are going to have to stay at home.
With their children. And after a while, I think the kids are going to get a little stir crazy.
Now, your daughter's senior in high school. What are you worried about? Okay.
Oh, I'm not worried about her because she kind of stays off to herself anyway. And I don't think she's going to get too stir crazy, but I do have a compassion for the parents who have little ones.
Absolutely.
At home. Yeah, that may be challenging.
Let's talk to Judy, who wants to talk about how this affects her ride. How you doing?
Hey, I'm okay. Thanks for having this show, because I hope this will really bring home more of, you know, people just calming down, taking a breath, and using more common sense about this, so that we can all get through this alive, you know. Yesterday, as you know, as the week progressed and closings happened, traffic got lighter, as I could tell, going, and I'm still having to go into work. But yesterday, it was just so apparent how people seem to be going a little bit more crazy, like they're on edge. Like,
oh, yes.
I likened it to, I told my husband, because he leaves for work after I do, and I called him saying, please be careful out there on the roads, because people are driving as if it's like the beginning of a disaster film, when everybody drives around crazy, doesn't care about lanes or the rules of the road, and they're crashing into things, driving up on sidewalks.
And Judy,
not
that's
that I
why,
saw that yesterday.
And Judy, that's why we need to be careful and be listening for traffic update.
Yes.
Here, 95.5 WSB. Coming up next, Jay Black, a little sports update, or the lack thereof, here, special traffic show. Well, I just got paid this Friday night.
From all the way up in the air to down in the streets, the traffic is here to keep you navigating those streets. Live from the WSB studios, it's the Traffic Show with Mr. DTB, Doug Turnbull, Veronica Harrell, and Mr. Alex Williams.
What a soothing voice.
Oh, thank you. Oh, you meant Scotty B.
That's right.
That's Scotty B screening your calls, folks. Rachel Perry on the board. Catfish
hey.
Crystal Wheeler is over there making sure things run. Tim Stevens is installing DOT cameras on all of our software today. David Hubbard's in the traffic center. Cheryl Castro on the ones and twos in the news booth. And I didn't say our names already. Doug Turnbull, Alex Williams, Veronica Harrell. Doing a little traffic show here to help ease your pain a little bit on this COVID-19 deal. And there is a lot of hype about this, right? When you hear the same thing over and over, something that's maybe a 7 or an 8 becomes a 15 mm-hmm. on a scale of 1 to 10. And we don't want people to freak out or anything like that. But we certainly want to give you a little bit of perspective on how this impacts your ride. And we talked about last half hour how we've seen the load lighten during rush hour, though not delay free. And then anytime there's a wreck, it causes some big time backups. And then we heard right before we went to the newscast break there a moment ago, Judy said very simply, people just seem to, maybe because they're hyped up or maybe because they see open streets in front of them, they're driving a fool. And I see you nodding your head, Veronica.
Yeah. They've let their guard down, I believe. I believe, again, a lot of people feel like it's like a holiday, not a lot of people out on the roadways. I can kind of drive a little bit more careless, look at my phone, which they should not be doing, look at the radio station, and not really just pay attention to the roadways the way that they should when there's normally a lot of more people out on the road. And as I mentioned before, what Alex and I have seen in the midday, when we have our crashes, they're not just fender benders, are they, Alex?
There's some humdingers.
Humdingers, yeah,
exactly.
For sure. And also, so if you remember when they put those variable speed limit signs up on 285, the mm-hmm. DOT did, and those have not been the biggest success. But the thing they were trying to prevent is something that I think if we put this in our mind, we could condition ourselves to do better. And that's if you're going along 75, 80 miles an hour and you hit an unexpected slow zone, you're a lot more likely to have these big wrecks. And so as these rush hours, when you're used to, let's just say morning drive, Veronica, you covered at 05 and 35 after from 7 to 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. 85 South, 316 to 285. A normal trip time on a bad Wednesday or Thursday is?
Up to 40 minutes sometimes, 85 Southbound from 316 to 285.
And then what did you see maybe on Thursday this week where we started to have school districts adjourned?
It was wonderful. Maybe less than 15 minutes. And as it got more into the morning drive, it was under 15. I mean, it was wide open at one point.
So let's say somebody's used to hitting that jam right there at the 316 merge.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, snap! And it's 70 miles an hour.
Open streets.
Where did it start slowing normally? Like, just where did it start turning red on the Triple Team Traffic Alerts app?
It starts to turn red right before 316. And I think a lot of people coming through the Duluth, Suwannee areas, you know, they're flying, they're going, but they know that, hey, once I get to 316, I'm going to start having to hit the brakes. But like you stated, the past few mornings, they're like, oh, snap.
So it's fine at 316 on a new morning. Or like on this new pattern.
Right, yes.
And where did the delay happen that got it up to 15 minutes? Like, was it closer to Jimmy Carter or Beaver
Ruin?
It
was closer to Jimmy Carter.
So you're rolling through Duluth. Oh, man. Mm-hmm. You got a new lease on life. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, you know, you're letting your guard down, and then you hit the back door of traffic, and hopefully you're not actually hitting anything.
Exactly.
Well, and like, I noticed it yesterday in PM Drive, you know, I always do the perimeter patrol with you.
You are great at that outer loop, sir.
And yeah, I noticed, you know, other than that stall, we had 285 southbound around Cobb Parkway. Right before that happened, 285 westbound between Georgia 400 and I-75 was like a Saturday morning. I mean, it was perfect. And usually it's still, you know, maybe not horrible that it's 7 o'clock at night or 6:30, but it's you generally still pretty slow.
And for sure. And a lot of the slow, or a lot of the problems, maybe not the slow itself, we still have enough people that are out and about. We still, to fill up these, by the way, Publix just announced they're starting to shut down at 8 p.m. every night to restock the shelves. Yeah. Guess how those get stocked? Tractor trailers. Guess what tractor trailers have to take if they don't have a delivery in town? Mm-hmm. They have to take the perimeter, right? Mm-hmm. We still have this, to keep these supply chains open, they still have to be on the roads, and they all got to go somewhere. And if we start acting a fool, well, we could slow down getting that toilet paper back on the shelves. Now, Paul is calling in from Kennesaw. Kennesaw, Paul, is definitely a hub of bad traffic. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing all right. Thanks for your show, and thanks for WSB. I've heard several shows asking people to be a little bit more calm. I guess my comment just was, it's kind of interesting and ironic as you talk about traffic. I've just been thinking about perspective for the past few days, and I do feel like we as a society have gone way beyond in the response to the actual threat, and doing so are creating more problems than we need to. And the thing that occurred to me was that, you know, I would think it's more dangerous to get in your car and drive, not just in Atlanta, but anywhere in the country, from the chance of dying than the COVID virus provides.
Oh,
and nobody freaks out about getting in their car and dying. And I'm not saying we shouldn't take precautions, but I think we've gone so far in closing schools and making people leave dormitories and all that.
I think
we're causing more problems.
Hey, and I think that's good perspective. I think here's what we could control. I'm talking about Paul, you, me, Veronica, Alex, everybody that's in the room. Monica Matthews showing up. She's going to be on 2 to 4 today. Here's what we could control. We could control buying too much toilet paper. We could control all going to the stores at the same time. We can't control the decisions that get made. I will say, based upon what's happened in other countries that have been behind the ball, have seen this get out of hand, we're taking really preemptive steps. And maybe as we look back at it, too preemptive. It's kind of like we had Snowmageddon happen, and then afterwards, anytime there was a threat of me, my dandruff falling on Veronica Harrell's headphones, okay, we shut down everything. But here's the thing. We shut down everything so we don't have Snowmageddon again. And I think we're trying to event COVID Snowmageddon, you know? And
that's a good point.
I appreciate you calling, Paul. Now, what's your commute? What is your normal point A to point B, C?
I am a very blessed Atlantan. I work from home normally, and when I do drive, I drive from Atlanta to Charlotte, so I don't get out on the roads a lot. But I can already tell the difference, even just driving from Mall of Georgia over to Kennesaw today on a Saturday morning. I can tell the difference. It's dramatic.
For sure. Now, see, Alex, you have a short commute here to the station. Veronica, though, yours is longer.
Oh, yeah.
So you're going Alpharetta here to Midtown.
Right, right.
And you've seen what you see on the WSB Jam Cam. And thank you, Paul, for joining in with us here. But, Veronica, you see what you see on the Jam Cams every day. But then there's what you see behind the wheel. these correlate, I assume. What's your changes?
Definitely. Because normally, even when I leave in the afternoon, the midday, around 2 o'clock, Georgia 400 northbound, especially through the construction zone, is pretty jammed during that time. When I left on Friday, it was wide open. It was like a Sunday morning. I was like, wow, not a lot of people. And even my drive in, usually on a Saturday afternoon, it's pretty packed in, leaving the MARTA station, getting down to around 285. But again, it was wide open. So you definitely can see the change.
And to touch on what Paul said, this is, you know, you compared it to Snowmageddon, that's true. But this is so unprecedented. Like, we've never seen something. At least in my lifetime, I've never seen a disease break out like this. Snow, we can, you know, it's coming. You can kind of prepare for it. But this is just so unprecedented. We're taking extra precautions. And that's why I think next week is going to be interesting to see, with just across the board, all these school districts closed, how, you know, summertime light almost out there.
Yeah, for sure. And it's very similar, I think, as we have Jay Black. I just realized Jay was on with us now. We have Jay Black joining us, by the way, who has seen, if we talk about cancellations, all right, Jay, the WSB sports director here, has been just every 15 minutes, it's a new major breaking news story. So, Jay, this reminds me, and we were just in high school when this happened, when everything was called off for 1 week for 9/11, except now, Jay, we don't know how long we're not going to have our live sports.
No, I told Eric Von Hessler a couple of days ago, I didn't think we would be playing sports in this country for a couple of months. And right now we are kind of tracking to do that. That was the thing about 9/11. It was really just kind of like a lost weekend. And then sports kind of help us dig out of the hole. Sports will eventually help us dig out of the hole. We just don't really know when that ball's going to get going yet. But I did, I have survived what might be the biggest traffic jam of the day.
Oh, yeah?
Out there.
Let's hear it.
On the golf course.
Ooh. Hey, now, David Hubbard is listening right now and had to skip his golf game to come cover a traffic shift here. So were you trying to get some golf in, or did you just notice the golf out the window of your palatial Northwest Atlanta estate?
The Jay Black Sports Command Center here in upper West Side Midtown. No, I actually got out and played, and there was a lot of people out on the golf course because it's a nice day and there's nothing else to do, and you can stay with 6 feet away from everybody. So the golf course and fishing are your best options this weekend.
And that's for sure. They can be individual games. So, all right, Jay, what was your plan this weekend before everybody hit stop on sports?
Monitor. Well, we had all the conference championship games going on there. Thursday, we lost 58 basketball games across the country because everybody's in major conference championship mode. Tomorrow was supposed to be the big reveal of the NCAA tournament bracket selection Sunday, one of the big marquee days on the calendar. And then we were really getting ready to get fired up because March Madness was going to roll into the Final Four here in Atlanta, and then we were going to roll into the Masters, and Jay was going to be happy, and now Jay's thinking about drinking, and I don't drink.
Wow. Yeah, I want to tell y'all something. See, Veronica, you're laughing, though. Jay Black called me last night. Momo and I were cooking some spaghetti, had some family coming over, okay? Mm-hmm. And Jay said, he just goes, and I've never had a phone call like this from Jay. I'm going drinking. Where are we going?
Hey, Bird.
And I was thinking, well, you know, I gave up alcohol for Lent, but I mean, I'd go have a beer with you, Jay. Like, where? Oh, so
this just in, Doug. Lent has been canceled.
Oh, well,
okay. Well, there you go.
Wow.
Sorry, Jesus.
What Jay said.
Just so everybody knows, I settled on a Coca-Cola for drinking.
In all honesty, here's one thing that we've talked a lot about: sports, schools, live events, concerts. Churches. And so I go to the North Point web of churches. I go to either Buckhead Church or Decatur City, depending on the week. Momo and I do. They're out for 3 weeks, all of them. That's tens of thousands of people. Grateful that they have an online streaming community. But of course, a lot of churches that it's, and I'm not saying this disparagingly at all, but a lot of churches like the one I grew up in, Claremont Baptist, are brick and mortar churches. Mm-hmm. And you think about the hit on the economy, the hit of parishioners that give offering to keep those things open when a lot of churches struggle to survive. This, the gig economy, Jay, I would think, all the people Ubering to and from events, snack bars, people that run arenas, that's got to be something to consider, huh?
Maybe we should work out a church softball league. But everybody's, when you get in the dugout, you got to just kind of line up along the fence and say, stick 6 feet apart away from everybody.
Since there's
no sports programming, we could put it on the radio.
And make fun
of everybody.
But then we're getting a group of people together.
Well, you got to stay 6 feet apart.
Yeah, we just
keep
our distance.
In a baseball game, you stay 6 feet apart.
Okay.
Well, out on the field.
And touching on what Jay said, the Final Four, that was going to be here in Atlanta. And we know when there's big events here, that means extra traffic downtown. And I assume none of those people will be coming. I'm not sure if they've canceled all the concerts
associated with it. It's all gone.
Yeah, well, and honestly, Jay, I was kind of, my blood pressure was going up a little bit as we have our managers meeting every week, and you keep bringing up Final Four events. I'm going, oh my God. Because that traffic is tough to cover because it's kind of like just, don't go there. It's, you know, you can't really list everything. And now the Masters has been postponed. I know you and Alex are big golf aficionados. I mean, what are we going to do these next few months? What do you think, like, ESPN and sports carriers are going to do?
Well, ESPN has apparently stocked up its entire day with UFC fights with no fans in Brazil. So that's settled on one day. Dave Baker's told me I should start reporting his hacky sack accomplishments in my sports cast on Tuesday. He had 37 kicks of the hacky sack. So that's a personal best for him. We can probably start ESPN's headlines here is Luka Doncic leads the Mavericks over the Suns with 50 points on Twitch, which is a video game service. So we can have video game competitions and report those. Trevor Bauer is looking for a Sandlot game, one of the Red pitchers.
Rachel Perry is giving you the big thumbs up for having the for doing the Twitch deal, okay? So that Jay, no joke. There's been talk in NASCAR again. Their next two races are postponed, and I'm sure I have no insider information, but I'm sure there will be more if they're going to fall in line with other leagues right now. In fact, Atlanta Motor Speedway president Brandon Hutchinson listening to us right now and says hello, and it's his first race fully as president, the last one for Ed Clark going out, so that's tough for them. But, we should all be watching NASCAR right now for sure. But, Jay, they were thinking about doing some iRacing, getting the drivers together and having an electronic race. So that might be what we have to depend on for
e-sports.
Yeah, for
we
sure.
We might have – that's actually not a bad idea. Telefies – two guys talking trash to a couple of NASCAR drivers talking trash to each other while they do the video game. That's actually,
I'd watch.
You know, what are we going to do?
I'd watch and listen.
Jay, thanks for taking some more time with us, bud, and I'm sure we'll have some more updates here through the deal.
See you guys later. Email me any sports going on. I need something to talk about.
Hey, let me know when they reschedule that Masters, okay?
We will break in when they reschedule the Masters.
There'll be push alerts like, whoa, okay.
Staying at home because of the coronavirus? Listen to Atlantis News and talk anytime on any smart speaker. Tell your Amazon Echo, Google Home, or HomePod. Play 95.5 WSB and depend on it.
Come on!
All right, special WSB Traffic Show. Doug Turnbull here, Veronica Harrell, Alex Williams with Scotty B and Rachel, man in the controls, David Hubbard, Traffic Center, and Cheryl Castro keeping the news going. We don't stop, okay? The news, weather, traffic you depend on 95.5 WSB, the entertaining talk with Von Hessler, Erickson, and Aram. They're always on. I do need to mention, coming up next, Monica Matthews is going to be on 2 to 4 p.m., followed by the Power Pod, 4 to 6. Tomorrow, we have our regular programming in the morning, and listen to this. 7 p.m. to midnight, there is a debate going on without an audience and without most of the Democratic field now. Mm-hmm. It's down to two, pretty much. Well, Tulsi Gabbard's around, but it'll be Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden. Chris Chandler's going to host 7 to 8 p.m. 8 to 10 will be the actual CNN Democratic debate. And then post-debate talk with Alan Sanders is going to be on here on 95.5 WSB. 73 degrees here on Peachtree Street. Scattered showers across North Georgia, though it seems to be fairly dry around Metro Atlanta. And let's get one more call in about the corona impact on Atlanta traffic. Jack from Cartersville, you're on 95.5 WSB.
Yes, thank you so much for taking my call.
Glad to.
I got I drive a truck for a living, and I leave out of Kennesaw. I go to Glade Springs, Virginia, back every day. On the interstate, the warmer weather, and the minute amount of traffic we have out here, motorcycles are noticing, and they're everywhere. Motorcycles are getting out here. They're enjoying this. They haven't had any weather to be in here lately, and they're taking advantage of it. So we got to keep an eye out for them, too.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we got several coworkers here that drive motorcycles.
Yeah. Scotty B just gave it an amen over there.
Love this weather.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, there it is. See, man, we're so glad. By the way, props to Scotty B and Crystal Catfish Wheeler and Shelly Winter and Milani Kai. They did some extra talk for us the last night there. Jack, thanks so much for tuning in. And, folks, listen, you got to depend on 95.5 WSB, the Triple Team Traffic Alerts app. If you're stuck at home, you have to telework, you can still listen to us. If you're,
no matter how bad this virus gets, we're going to give you your traffic.
We're going to keep it pumping on out there. And if we have to start working remotely, it's okay. Okay?
You won't be able to tell the difference.
You won't be able to tell the difference because we all have the work ethic and make it happen. So David Hubbard is in the traffic Traffic Center right now. We'll be hearing from him in a moment. Cheryl Castro's about to do some news. For Veronica Harrell, Alex Williams, I'm Doug Turnbull. Thanks for listening to this special WSB Traffic Show.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.